Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general aviation. From home to cockpit to personal tech, Plain Talk provides information for pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,800 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week, and over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries. This episode of Plain Talk is entitled Space-Based ADS-B ELTs. In 2009, the International COSPAS SARSAT system abandoned monitoring of emergency beacons on frequency 121.5 megahertz in favor of 406 megahertz beacons, initiating the search and rescue, or SAR, process occurs when one of many events occurs. A flight plan is not closed. ATC, or a high flyer, hears a 121.5 beacon. A 406 beacon is seen by the satellites, or a personal locating device, or PLD, service provider contacts search and rescue. In Canada, the process to manage a distress call was executed 1,032 times in 2017, saving 49 lives. A recent study conducted by the Department of National Defense's Canadian Mission Control Center, or CMCC, indicated that ELTs activated in only 38% of Canadian aircraft accidents where the aircraft sustained substantial damage. In 2017, roughly 7% of the ELT activations were real, 93% were false activations. Currently, there is no Canadian or American regulatory mandate for general aviation aircraft to be equipped with 406 ELTs. NAV Canada and COPA believes that ADS-B technologies will be able to augment the 406 megahertz ELT environment. However, Canadian aircraft operating in foreign airspace must comply with their mandates, such as the Mexican mandate for 406 ELTs and the U.S. ADS-B out mandate. CARS 605.38 require large multi-engine turbojet aircraft engaged in an air transport service carrying passengers must be equipped with two ELTs. NAV Canada is collaborating with COPA to determine the feasibility of utilizing ADS-B data being broadcast by properly equipped general aviation aircraft as an alternative source for search and rescue. Aireon LLC is a joint venture between NAV Canada, Iridium, and the air navigation providers of Ireland, Italy, Denmark, and the UK. Aireon's mission is the delivery of satellite-based ADS-B services, which is a perfect fit for countries with large geographies, smaller populations, and aging ground-based air navigation infrastructure. In early 2019, Aireon will offer a service called Aireon Alert, operated by the Irish Aviation Authority, for the locating and tracking of ADS-B-equipped aircraft by the aircraft operator. Information and registration for the service can be found at www.aireonalert.com. Global Beacon, a new product from Aireon and FlightAware, provides a solution for the compliance to ICAO's Global Aeronautical Distress Safety System, or GADS, which requires airline operators by 2021 to automatically receive position reports once per minute for an aircraft in distress. You can check them out at www.globalbeacon.aero. To facilitate future Canadian ADS-B compliance, Canadian aircraft would require a top-mounted antenna, same as the antenna used for TCAS, equipped 1090ES ADS-B out transponder. From a general aviation perspective, there are very few affordable ADS-B avionics manufacturers whose current technology could support a top-mounted antenna, again, to a future Canadian mandate, and a bottom-mounted antenna for the U.S. 2020 mandate. Currently, L3's Lynx ADS-B product line supports antenna diversity. Garmin's GTN345D ADS-B transponders support antenna diversity, as well as the new Uvonix Sky Beacon and Tail Beacon X, which are currently under certification. The idea of augmenting the current 121.5 and 406 ELT hardware utilizing ADS-B out transmissions, big data, and advanced computer analytics to determine if an aviation distress event has occurred is an interesting concept. If an aircraft's flight characteristics are outside of normal operations, like rapid deacceleration, then the system could tag the flight as an emergency and push a distress alert to the search and rescue system. The MCCC and Joint Rescue Coordination Center, the JRCC, would then investigate the event using their current standard operating procedures. This approach does not preclude flight crews from using an existing ELT, personal locating beacons from companies like AirTex, or devices like Spot, Garmin, or SpiderTrax. The Transportation Safety Board reports that they have found at crash sites ELTs which were not properly installed. Adding a review of the ELT's installation and an ELT test during the annual inspection would ensure that this valuable life-saving technology is working properly. Providing a GPS source for the ELT is a must-have option. ACR AirTex has a web-based 406 ELT testing tool. You can find it at www.406test.com, which allows maintenance shops to test and record ACR AirTex 406 ELTs. Transport Canada supports the establishment of a working group to further investigate the feasibility of the concept. The study group comprised of NAV Canada, Transport Canada, the Department of National Defense, and representatives from the general aviation community, such as COPA, has a mandate to further investigate the development of this concept and to present recommendations. An end-to-end space-based ADS-B alerting service has the potential to reduce the number of false positives and deliver an improved search and rescue service to general aviation. There are a number of technical and political obstacles to be overcome. Exemptions would be expected, such as non-electric aircraft, foreign aircraft penetrating Canadian airspace, etc. Additional research is underway to determine the operational alignment of the technology to the current ELT system. With the airline's mandate to have dual ELTs, 121.5 406 ELTs are here to stay. Stay tuned as NAV Canada works through their investigative process with consultation from Transport Canada. Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.